from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In hundreds of cities, that is absolutely the case. Armed American Radio's monster broadcast every week, where freedom never, ever takes a break. Now, heading into 8 years on April 26th. Great to have you with me here in the Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio MonsterCast Studios, where it is an absolutely beautiful day. Hope you had a great day today. Lots to talk with you about. And as usual, an epic lineup. I'll get to that in just a second. But boy, oh boy, the left going nuts. Your gun rights in the crosshairs, as usual. We'll talk about that later on the program. I can promise you we're going to get into a number of issues, court cases galore, Supreme Court nomination, and other things coming up very, very shortly. The guest lineup tonight is huge. Alan Gottlieb will be here in just a moment. He's blinking on the line. A.W.R. Hawkins will be here. Rob Pincus will be here. Maj Touré of Black Guns Matter will be here. And the captain, Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch will chime in for a little bit later on in the broadcast. And I got to tell you, here's all you need to know. Let's go to the Supreme Court for just a moment, because we're going to spend some time talking about that with Alan Gottlieb. This is a huge nomination with tremendous ramifications. We'll get some details on that, among a bunch of other stuff with Alan. But first off, here's all you need to know about Trump's nomination of 10th Circuit Court Judge Neil M. Gorsuch to replace Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Daily Defense listeners heard me talk about this. I'm going to take a couple pages, if you will, out of my own remarks from the previous broadcast on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, middle of last week, because it's very important that the rest of America on this monster show heard in hundreds of cities hear it. So those of you who might have heard this, just bear with me. Believe me, it bears repeating. But you see, it's simple. You only need read what the gun grabbers have to say about Trump's nomination for the Supreme Court, such as the following statement from John Feinblatt, president of Bloomberg's Everytown for Gun Safety. You know, the phony group that won't go away. But take a look at the email blast I received yesterday, well, 3 or 4 days ago, from that said group. And this is, you know, I'm going to continue to repeat this, you know, day after day on the Daily Defense Show, week after week on this monster cast here from the Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio Monster Studios. And the reason I am is because this is how you know, you need to know, this is how you keep up, right? The general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle in every war ever fought. And I know you know that to be the case. If you don't know that, read Bill O'Reilly's Killing the Rising Sun, outstanding book, but that'll tell you everything you need to know. The same holds true in our environment, particularly when the left is so agitated, so prone to violence as they are today, and they are. Show me the college Republicans getting violent on any college campus. You can't. But this is how you need to, this is how you keep up with this stuff. Get on the email blast from Bloomberg's Everytown for Gun Safety. Follow their Twitter feeds and read their information. Understand what they're up against. I'll give you one quick real-life example. Years ago, in a galaxy far, far away, in a life a long, long time ago that I had, I was in the trucking business. And I was tasked, unfortunately, when I worked for about a year and a half for a union carrier, Teamster Carrier, St. Johnsbury Trucking. Some of you up in New England may remember, Pennsylvania listeners, New York listeners, you may definitely remember St. Johnsbury Company, St. Johnsbury Trucking Company. New listeners in New Hampshire, up in Massachusetts, you may know who I'm talking about. They've been out of business for a while. But they were a union carrier, Teamsters Carrier, which is why they're out of business now, by the way. And I was tasked with having to handle the driver's meetings with the union drivers. And that got to be a really good back and forth. And I was friends with a lot of the guys. So how did I know how to handle them? I read every local Teamster publication that the drivers got, and every bit of propaganda that they were fed every single week, so I knew what was in their head when I got up to speak with them. And I would highly recommend to you, as I do every week, that you get in on these emails and start paying attention to what they're talking about amongst themselves. In this case, take a listen to this. If you want to know how important the Supreme Court pick is, you need look no further than this email from John Feinblatt. The Senate, Mark, it says. I love that. Mark. Hi, John. The Senate Majority Leader said that any Supreme Court nominee would have to pass the NRA leadership's muster, and last summer Trump swore never to let the NRA down. Needless to say, there are some serious concerns about Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch. Now remember, this is me talking here. He passed Senate confirmation unanimously by the very same senators who are now raising their feathers. The hypocrisy knows no boundaries from the left. Keep that in mind. Gorsuch's record doesn't tell us too much about his views on guns, but here's what we do know. He has issued multiple decisions that have undermined, that's what they said, undermined our public safety laws and made it harder for our law enforcement to prosecute criminals who illegally get guns. We need a Supreme Court justice who will uphold our strong laws. You know what that means. Not enable the gun lobby's extreme and perverted vision of the Constitution. Now I'm going to interject again. Our vision of the Constitution, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, is extreme and perverted. Even when it comes, now I want you to think about this because we're going to talk with Alan about this, when it comes to our defense of lawful immigrants and permanent residents and protecting their right to bear arms, I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. That's right. You're extreme and perverted. Continuing, that's why we need Gorsuch to answer some tough questions on where he stands when it comes to guns. While Gorsuch's record on guns isn't long, it does suggest that he's open to making it easier for some felons to have guns, the vast majority of Americans, including gun owners and NRA members, now they're talking for you, agree that we need to enforce the gun laws on our books. But if his record is any clue, Gorsuch could make it harder for us to enforce public safety laws, laws that have been on our books for centuries. Now, remember, we've been saying that there's over 20,000 laws on the books. Here you see the hypocrisy from the left. Now, all of a sudden, they recognize all of those gun laws that they didn't recognize prior to November 8th. You follow this? In recent years, continuing, Feinblatt continues, the Supreme Court, including conservative Justice Scalia, has repeatedly reaffirmed that the Second Amendment doesn't conflict with, here we go, common sense laws preventing dangerous people from getting guns. Now, let me interject again. Who are the dangerous people they are talking about? If you've been listening to me on this program for years, and many of you have, I see your emails, I love it, you're the dangerous people they're talking about. You. You're the dangerous people. That's why, they continue, we need to hold Trump's nominee accountable for his record and ask him whether or not he will uphold public safety laws that protect our communities. Send a message to your senators demanding they ask Gorsuch the tough questions Americans deserve answers to about where he stands on guns. That, by the way, was a link that captured your email and hit you up for doughies. Okay? It was a fundraiser. But you get an idea of what they're up to. You see, here's where I want to take you in this segment before we go to Alan for the rest of the hour. If they oppose it, then you know it's the right choice. Trust me, you would be concerned, to say the least, if Everytown and Bloomberg came out in vocal support of any Trump Supreme Court nominee, wouldn't you? I would certainly hope so. Of course you would. Combine the above statement of fear from the president of one of America's most just vitriolic, I'll use that term, freedom haters, with the fact that Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation wholeheartedly supports the selection of Gorsuch, and you have your answer. Alan and I talked about it last week on the MonsterCast. We're going to do so again today. He made it clear, Alan did, that both he and the Second Amendment Foundation supported all three of the nominees that it came down to. Of course, now we know who it was, or who it is. Gorsuch is what you could refer to as a strict constructionist, which is defined loosely, an originalist, defined loosely as somebody whose interpretation of the Constitution is based on its literal meaning or the original intent of the framers, as it should be, not the whims of the political agenda du jour. What that means for us is that Gorsuch can be counted on to interpret the Constitution as written. Shall not be infringed, in other words, means just what it says. Shall not be infringed. Don't believe me? Go back and reread the email blast or re-listen to this broadcast from the representative of one of America's worst ever freedom-hating organizations and watch the leftover Democrats in the Senate oppose him at every twist and turn, even the ones who gave them their nod. For the very reasons I just mentioned, that tells you everything you need to know. This is how winning feels. Get used to it. Alan Gottlieb, next.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Yeah, what a beautiful day it is, right? Doesn't it feel great to be winning when you see the left going crazy? I want you to take a listen to this quote from President Trump. When Justice Scalia passed away suddenly last February, I made a promise to the American people. If I were elected president, I would find the very best judge in the country for the Supreme Court. I promised to select someone who respects our laws and is representative of our Constitution and who loves our Constitution. Tim Schmidt from the USCCA, the USCCA founder, said this: by all accounts, it appears that the president's nominee fits that bill nicely. And Trump went on, I am a man of my word, he said on Tuesday this past week. Alan Gottlieb, welcome to the show, my friend. First, let's kind of dissect my opening segment, if you would, and what you heard from Feinblatt and some of my comments. Take it away.
Well, obviously, I agree with everything you said, Mark. And you basically use Feinblatt's own words to hoist him on his own petard, so to speak. But it's worse than this. I mean, what he put in print there was more for public consumption. Their real line is a lot more radical extreme and a lot more anti-Second Amendment than that. And I've been monitoring some of their communications with other left-wing groups that they're aligning with outside the gun rights area completely, just to do everything they can to block the Supreme Court nomination. And they're in cahoots with, like, you know every radical group that's out there, no matter what their issue base is. So not even sticking true to their own mission, so to speak. They're just doing everything they can to mess us up as much as they can. And I think, quite frankly, we're going to see that for the next 4 years. And so gun owners shouldn't be resting on their laurels right now. The other side is more unglued than ever, and they're going to be putting more money, more effort, and combining with lots of other crazy extremists out there to try and have a coalition, so to speak, to bolster their agenda. Outside the normal ways they normally work. And we're seeing that develop very rapidly and very fast right now. And quite frankly, we need to be ready for it.
Oh, boy. Okay. I could take that apart for the rest of the hour. And, you know, it's so important what you just said, Alan. If it's okay, let me grab a few statements and let's chat about them, okay, spontaneously and in real time, unrehearsed for our audience. The first thing that I took from what you said is, as you've been monitoring communications from them, from other radical left-wing groups outside gun rights. What did you mean by that?
Well, they pretty much – it's this all sort of started when they had that march in D.C. with all the women right day after Inauguration Day. The Brady Center and all the other gun groups, including every town, all teamed up with all their various extremist groups on the left to help turn people out. They shut up there. They're meeting with the leaders of various groups on various other issues as well to try and do everything they can to bolster their support to try and derail our pro-gun rights agenda from moving forward, because they know they don't have the strength to do it on their own per se. So they're working with everybody else and all the various other issues as well in a very left-wing coalition to try and, you know, and help bolster their weakened approach to supporting their own agenda. A lot of people in the Democratic Party understand the fact that the reason why Trump won was a significant number of gun owners who were Democrats and independents broke ranks and went for Trump and didn't stay on the Democratic side, particularly in some of those battleground states that Trump surprised the other side and he won. And so a lot of people on the left are looking at the fact and saying that it's all because of gun owners that Trump got into the White House. And so they're now welcoming all the anti-gunners into their own little coalition to help work to gum everything up to mess us up for the next 4 years. And they're holding gun owners responsible. And we're going to be the first areas of attack that all these left-wing groups that normally, you know, don't really support our issues based at all on gun rights, but don't, you know, lead the charge. We're now going to see lots of groups that normally don't get involved in the gun rights debate leading the charge, coming back after us because they think, in this case, rightly so, that gun owners elected Trump to the White House and messed up their agenda in a lot of other areas outside of gun rights.
Oh, boy. All right. Let me start here based on that. Let me go forward from there. So, again, what I want, Alan, I'm asking you these questions for the benefit of the listener who I want to try to take this down for and try to expand, okay, and kind of widen the area of discussion that we just heard. when you say we see the Women's March, for example, so what you're telling me is the gun rights group are now going to openly align themselves more visually with, for example, pro-abortion groups, very vocal, radical pro-abortion groups, and other pro, why did I just say radical liberal groups? Let me leave it at that because it encompasses everything. But like that. So they're going to start moving more in lockstep with those other agendas and try to fold them into one. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, you're hearing that correctly. A good example of that was the Brady Center for Gun Violence became one of the co-sponsors of the Women's March and did emails and alerts and stuff to their membership to turn out their anti-gun base to be part of the Women's March. And we're going to see more and more of that as the next 4 years unfold.
All right. How relevant still is the Brady campaign? We have not heard a lot from this organization, frankly, over the last couple of years since Bloomberg began funding. And I'll say, really, let's be honest, from Newtown from 2012, quite frankly, or maybe beginning around the first quarter of 2013 when Bloomberg and that phony shill, Shannon Watts, became active and started taking big, fat, multi-million dollar checks from billionaire Michael Bloomberg. The Brady campaign has been kind of irrelevant, haven't they, behind the scenes, because the rest of the press and the media has been harping all over and walking in lockstep with and following, really, you know, the Pied Piper of big bucks, you know, Michael Bloomberg. Isn't that true, though? Are they still irrelevant, or do we need to worry about them now?
I always worry about them, and I'll tell you why for a couple of reasons. One, they're not irrelevant. Obviously, their power and position has waned a lot, especially after this last election, but so has Bloomberg and so has Everytown's. And there's no doubt that Everytown gets all the media attention because of Bloomberg and, you know, all the media, the stuff that they put out mm-hmm. to help support Everytown from Bloomberg's media orgs and all the money he gives them. But, example, you know, the Second Amendment Foundation is involved in a lot of litigation. Well, in virtually every case that we file, amicus briefs filed against us are filed by not only Everytown, but also the Brady Center, you know, and the legal community against gun violence, which is really legal community against gun ownership. But all those groups are there. And quite honestly, you know, what makes you think that Bloomberg doesn't still support and give money to the Brady Center? I'm sure he does. And they're all walking lockstep together. They've realized it can't be monolithic. They need more than one group, more than one name. They need to make it look like there's a movement out there. Obviously, there's a lot of duplication between the groups, you know, but they're all working together. And I can't say that any one of them is, quite frankly, you know, at this point, not
irrelevant
by us. Yeah, they're not irrelevant anymore. Okay. They're not irrelevant. Yeah, some of them don't get as much media attention anymore because Bloomberg sucks the oxygen out with his groups on the media side, but that doesn't mean the other ones are not there working against our rights every single day.
No, and their silence really makes them very, very dangerous because they're operating stealthily, if you will. And I like to go back to the comments from the Brady campaign in Everytown after the 2012 election, okay, when during Obama's second term, when we heard the comments, oh, don't worry about it from Obama. We're working on it, but we have to do it under the radar. So we need to be very wary of the Brady campaign. When we come back, I have a question for you to wrap all this up, and then we'll move on to another topic, including Tallahassee, Florida, back right after this.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast is sponsored by Alien Gear Holsters. Visit them at aliengearholsters.com. Now back to Mark Walters.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. So much to talk with Alan about. I want to let you know we have a Gun A Day giveaway promotion going on right now that kicked off for February. So great time to be bringing this to your attention. I'll do it after the next break, tell you what the gun is and all that good stuff, as long as my computer's in studio cooperate with me. Sometimes they don't pull up the visuals for the gun, but that's okay. At least I can direct you to the site and you can get involved and hopefully be one of those lucky winners that wins a gun a day. And in some cases they're giving away 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 guns. I think today's was a rifle. So lots happening on the gun a day giveaway front from the USCCA and of course all of our great sponsors. Make sure to visit them all, please. Alien Gear Holsters, of course, Crossbreed Holsters. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studio. We have other sponsors coming up shortly. You're going to be hearing from XS Sights and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's a great day to be a gun owner in America in these historic times. I'm talking with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He's been doing this, dedicated his life to you, to fighting for your rights, all of our rights collectively as gun owners for over 40 years. He is also the founder of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, CCRKBA. I'm proud to say I'm a member of the board of directors of said organization. Alan, let me stay on this SCOTUS pick because it's so important, or at least really not the SCOTUS pick, but why the left is going so ballistic here. It would seem to me that they are aligning themselves, if you will, with the rest of the left-wing radical groups that they normally don't associate with, or we don't associate them with, for example, such as the very vocal and angry moms, the very angry and vocal, pro-abortion groups and so forth that we see marching. But it would seem to me that they're doing that to remain under the radar, to stay stealthy, in an attempt to hide, really, if you will, in plain sight, which they think, and I'm kind of trying to get in their head right now. I want you to respond to this. I'm guessing that they're thinking that that's going to, or I guess they're, what I'm saying is that they're counting on our complacency. By kind of hiding under the radar and getting in with the rest of these groups, they're counting on us. Are they counting on us to be complacent? They know this. I mean, they know about their enemies too, right?
Well, I think what you're saying has a lot of merit to it, Mark. I think it's definitely part of their equation. But I think part of the equation, too, is they understand and they realize that by themselves, they don't have a lot of clout right now. And if they don't align with all these other issues, they're not going to be successful at all in stopping our agenda. We've got the football, and we're marching down the field. And so now they're running scared that we're, you know, gun rights are going to be not only protected but extended, and we're going to make up ground that we've lost in past years. So they're looking to try and broaden their support levels. They can't get it on their own, so they're, you know, matching up with other groups and other issues. You know, the gun rights movement in this country has been very good about sticking pure to gun rights. We don't usually get involved in lots of other extraneous issues. We tend to be, you know, one issue, and we're true to the Second Amendment. You know, for all these anti-gun groups, they hate guns and they hate us. And at this juncture, they're not being true to just that issue. They're joining up with everybody else they can find on the left to try and sabotage and sandbag every pro-gun rights appointment, every piece of pro-gun rights legislation. And so now we're looking at not only all the Bloomberg money and all the anti-gun groups that have been attacking us for, you know, pretty heavily over the last X number of years, but now we're looking at the whole left of America coming after us because, again, they're blaming us for the reason why Trump is in the White House. And I hate to say it, but rightfully so, gun owners made the difference in this very tight election, particularly in states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan. You know, and so what's happening here is that they want to take it out on us. And so the anti-gun groups have realized that there's some natural allies they have right now who want to get even with us and come after us. And we're going to be facing more opposition in some ways than ever before. While, you know, we're pretty bulletproof in the U.S. Congress, so to speak. You look at states like, you know, California and Oregon and Washington and New Jersey and New York and Connecticut and Massachusetts and Maryland, you know, and skipped a couple, I'm sure. But, I mean, they're going to take in their battle on the state level and try to get even do a lot of damage in states where they still have some control. So our issue is probably more alive and hotter now than it's ever been before.
All right. This is interesting because it raises another question. That's why I love conversations with Alan Gottlieb. I hope you're paying careful attention. Because we go down a bunch of different holes, but it all comes right back to the same conclusion. And that's you making sure you don't become complacent. Apathy killed us, gave us Barack Obama for 8 years, quite frankly. Go back and listen to my conversations with Ted Nugent. Nobody said it better than he did. And ticked off a lot of people in the process of saying it, I might add, as well, with good reason. But, Alan, this is a group of people that helped. When you said that gun owners gave us this election, there's no doubt in my mind. We both know that. Part of those gun owners were people that I've been talking about for a long time that I couldn't wrap my head around, Alan. Those were people who voted Democrat, claimed to be gun lovers, but continued year after year, election after election, to pull the lever for Pelosi's and Schumer's and, more importantly, Barack Obama's. And we were concerned we're going to pull the lever for Hillary Clinton. And I've been trying to wrap my head around that. I've been very hard on those gun owners. I've had people within my own community, let me just say that, come after me and tell me to chill out. On my, and I don't want to say attacks, but I was very, very hard on them because I couldn't understand why that person would come out and say, I support gun rights, and then pull the lever for Obama. I don't reconcile those two, okay? And I was tough on those folks. Trump pulled them away. We've got those people in our camp now, I believe those are the gun owners you're talking about, am I right?
Oh, yeah, but we should have got a lot more. But, yeah, but the bottom line is enough of them switched and flopped over. They used to be called the Reagan Democrats, so
right.
to speak. And Ronald Reagan got elected by appealing to those exact same people on the gun rights issues and really going after that constituency to get those votes, particularly in a lot of those battleground states. And Trump did the same thing. And, of course, the gun rights groups in this country, you know, particularly the NRA, I'm giving them a lot of credit here because they deserve it, pulled out all the stops in a lot of those key states where we need to turn gun owners out to vote and convince gun owners that they could no longer, you know, support Democrats like a Hillary Clinton. And pull the rug out from them, and not just in the presidential race, but also in the Senate races. You know, everybody said the Senate was going to flop hands this time. Democrats were going to be in control. Republicans were in trouble in a lot of those states. It was gun owners that reelected a lot of those Republicans in a lot of those key battleground Senate states as well to keep control of the United States Senate. But now, of course, everybody on the left is looking and saying, well, what happened here? It was the gun owners that did this. Now we got to get even with them. We have a lot more people now coming after us. Well, we're now, you know, not that they loved us before, but we're now the number one target.
All right. Now, based on what you just said, I'm going to draw a conclusion here, which would seem to me, everything that you just said would seem to me to point to why the conclusion, the logical conclusion that I'm drawing from this conversation is that that's why they're aligning themselves. We're right back to where we started with those other outside groups. What they don't want to do, it's why they're having to stay somewhat stealthy, why they're going to come at us from different angles, because they know if they pinpoint gun owners, they're not going to get those people back. They're going to have to get them back, and they're going to try to do it by claiming to, you know, bring them back from the economy or whatever the case may be. But if they, and this is the danger they face, and I want you to stop me if you think I'm wrong, that if they continue to attack gun owners too vocally, individually as a group, instead of getting aligning themselves with the rest of these radical left-wing groups, those gun owners they know will never come back. Do you think that's part of their strategy?
Yeah, it is. I think they're making a mistake, though, to some extent, because I think aligning themselves with some of these really extreme groups and some of the violence that we're seeing, you know, around the country that these groups are now, you know, perpetrating, I think they may turn off more, you know, so-called Reagan Democrats or, right, or Democrats or independents that still voted with the Democrats but care about their guns too. Now they're going to alienate. They're going to alienate them on some other issues, and the way they act, the way they speak, the things that they're doing. Let's be candid. They always talk about how we have to have a civil society. Our opponents are not acting civilly by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and yeah, you're absolutely right. I think this is where they're going to backfire. That takes me right there. What you just mentioned is the backfire component, okay? I think that strategy, while we have to be obviously on our toes about that, we're going to have to do battle, there's no question about it. I think their strategy in the long run may be, you know, 2 decades from now, but I believe it will eventually backfire, and it probably will be 2 decades. This isn't something that's going to manifest itself over the course of the next 4 years or over this term or a second Donald Trump term. It's going to manifest itself over many, many years, because I don't think they're going to pull those Democrats back, because I think the economy is going to keep them on our side, if anything else, and they know it. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about the court case in Tallahassee. Interesting stuff here. Did we win it or did we lose it, and how does it impact you? I'm finishing up my conversation with the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, right here where freedom never takes a break, in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to DefendThem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit DefendThem.com before it's too late. Again, that's DefendThem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. DefendThem.com.
Defensive shooting is a dynamic event that requires a lot of decisions to be made within a short amount of time.
Microseconds.
When deciding to engage, the shooter needs to transition from focusing on the threat to focusing on the front sight. When adrenaline is pumping, excess night sights are the most visible sight option for a self-defense situation. We hope you never need them, but if you do, you'll be glad you have them. Visit XSSights.com and use promo code USCCA10 to get 10% off your next purchase, giving you the defensive edge. XS Night Sights.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster, Armed American Radio Monster Cast Studios. You hear a new sponsor here today with us. Support them. If you don't have night sights on your gun, you need them. And I'm going to be honest with you, on my main carry gun, I don't. I do on a couple of my other guns, and I need to put them on my Glock 17. I really do. And I'm getting ready to order some XS sights myself. Check them out. We can talk about them together. But all you have to do is head over to xssights.com, xssights.com. I'm on the website right now. Fastest sights in any light. Very cool. I'm looking forward to trying mine. Of course, I'm going to let you know how I like them. But you get 10% off the purchase simply by putting in the promo code USCCA and the number 10. USCCA and the number 10 when you visit xssights.com. Make sure to check them out. We'll bring a representative on from the company and talk with them here in the next week or so. All right, back in the and the Gun a Day giveaway. I have to go there quickly. USCCAonair.com. All you have to do is activate a membership to the USCCA, one of three self-defense shields. Three guns today. Three guns are given away. Springfield Armory M1A SOCOM 16s. Three of them, $1,500 apiece. And check this out. Even if you don't win the gun, I'll tell you why it's worth it. They're giving away five grand prize Pendleton TAC 75 safes, $8,000 a piece. If you've never seen the Pendleton TAC 75 safe, you are missing out. It's all right there at usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. All right, Alan Gottlieb, Tallahassee. Let's go there briefly. We have a case there, court, and I'm going to read the headline. Court rejects lawsuit over Tallahassee gun ordinances. Can you give us some insight, please?
Sure. Florida Carry and the Second Amendment Foundation brought the suit. And in Florida, there's a state preemption statute that doesn't allow cities and states to pass more restrictive gun controls than the state does. And Tallahassee has had on its books prior to that an anti-gun ordinance that's now basically preempted. But they won't take it off their books, even though they've been asked to do so. So we filed suit along with, you know, Florida Carry, saying that the suit is, you know, that this ordinance is unlawful in Florida, and the legislators and the city council refused to take it off. And Florida passed another law subsequently that local officials that, you know, basically infringe on gun rights that they're not allowed to should be held personally liable. So we went to court to get this ordinance removed from the off the books and get damages from these individual, city council members and the mayor as well. And what happened was is that the appeals court ruled against us on the crazy grounds that, well, okay, the law is still on the books, but it is null and void. They can't enforce it under state law, and they haven't tried to enforce it recently. So as a result, you guys can't win your lawsuit because they're not doing anything with it. Could you imagine how civil rights activists would go crazy if a state or a city had a law on the books saying that blacks couldn't vote, but we're just not going to enforce it, or blacks have to ride on the back of a bus, but we're just not going to enforce it, and it's still on the books. We want this thing off the books, and I cannot believe that the appeals court said, well, as long as they don't enforce it, they can leave it stay on the books. I just can't believe that. If it weren't guns, nobody would ever rule that way. But because it's guns, this is what we have to deal with judges that are just so anti-gun rights.
All right, here's the controversial question from this host. Where's civil rights icon John Lewis on this?
I have no idea. Obviously, he couldn't care less about it.
It's civil rights icon John Lewis. Where are you on my civil rights, John Lewis?
Well, it's also important because, quite frankly, what John Lewis should realize is that if you're allowed to keep a law like this on the books, even though you're not currently enforcing it, that means you could put things on the thing, on the books that are discriminatory against, African Americans, as an example, not just gun owners, or you could do it against anybody else as well. So, I mean, these are the people that are screaming, jumping up and down for civil rights. But when it comes to gun owner civil rights, they couldn't care less.
Because they don't agree with the right. Remember, this is the radical left. Agree with me or the hell with you. That's compromise to the radical left. Agree with me or the hell with you. Now, this begs the question. Why don't they want it taken off the books? Now, I'm asking kind of a rhetorical question to you, Alan, but here, let me take the liberty to answer that question. And that is because they know if it stays on the books, they may one day be able to use it again. True or false?
True. If, for example, Florida's preemption law got changed, this anti-gun ordinance in Tallahassee, Florida would stay on the books. So, and then they could legally enforce it. You wouldn't have to repass the law again. It would still be in place. This would never hold up under any other area of civil rights law. I cannot believe an appeals court in the state of Florida allowed them to keep this law on the books just because they're not enforcing it.
Nothing shocks me in Florida anymore. I got to tell you, where I come from, Alan. And, when I left Florida, there was no such thing as Florida carry. It wasn't even a thought. We didn't think it was necessary. My, how times have changed. Let me read this statement from the judge. While appellants, the gun rights groups, frustration with the city's inaction and the individual appellees, city officials, unwillingness to engage in what some might describe as a simple task of repealing void ordinances is understandable, state law, as it currently stands, does not prohibit the republication or reprinting of the void ordinances. The judge was Judge Joseph Lewis, and he was joined by Judges Ross Bilbray and Thomas Winoker. We want to make sure you know their names. Here's what they said. Continuing. The fact that appellees refused to remove the ordinances from the city's code does not constitute prohibited conduct under the statute. So maybe Florida needs to go back to work and put even more teeth into that statute.
Well, that's what we're going to work on, because the judges are basically saying that if they're not enacting it or enforcing it, they can keep it. So we're just going to have to put down that they're going to have to remove it as well as part of Florida's state law now because of this court decision. But again, this is so ridiculous. I would think the judges would be just as upset as we are that this ordinance that's null and void is still being left on the books and being reprinted as a city ordinance. So if people go look for the gun laws of Tallahassee, Florida, it would make it look like certain things are illegal that are no longer illegal at all because the state has preempted them. But Tallahassee couldn't care less. It's like total manufactured ordinances and letting people think there are laws that could get enforced against them that can't be. I mean, this is not a way to run a city, a state, or a country.
Yeah, it is. Let me just say this. It's asinine. And to think that any judge, a modern day judge, would not understand the comparison between Jim Crow laws remaining on the books and this, when we're talking about a civil right, a constitutional right, is just, quite frankly, astonishing. All right, let's move to Hawaii. I love this quote from you. Alan, I've quoted you so many times over the years. You know you're my mentor. But take a listen to this. The headline from our good friend Stephen Gutowski at Washington Free Beacon: Hawaii did not issue any gun carry permits to private citizens in 2016. That's kind of a misleading statement, because there are some places in Hawaii, in fact, the majority of the state, that haven't licensed a gun owner, meaning a concealed carry permit, since the year 2000 up to 2016. Here's Alan Gottlieb's statement. Hawaii keeps defying the United States Supreme Court rulings in Heller and McDonald. Said Alan Gottlieb, it will take getting a Supreme Court ruling to get Hawaii to issue permits. As soon as President Trump gets his nominee seated on the court, the Hawaii de facto ban will be in the crosshairs of the gun rights movement. Alan Gottlieb, thank you, sir, for everything you do. I'm a life member of the SAF, Second Amendment Foundation. Everybody, you should be too. SAF.org. Alan Gottlieb, you're wonderful. Keep up the fight. We will have you back again next week, your schedule permitting. You've been listening to Armed American Radio, the monster broadcast where freedom never takes a break, no matter what's on. Believe me, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Why would you do it? AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.